Welcome back to the pod, everybody. How's your week going? I hope it's great. You look great, and you're very smart, and everybody loves you. I love you. Guess what? I turned 35 last Thursday. Jesus! I'm an adult. I'm done. This is me as an adult. Is it good? Do I like it? It's all right. Still have hair. That's good. And guess what, guys? A new thing in my life is I'm smelling good lately. I smelled out. With that said, this episode is brought to you by Scentbird, and that's why I'm smelling good. It's because I ordered some cologne on Scentbird, and I've been trying it on my girlfriend. Now, I'm not spraying it on her, but I get samples from Scentbird, and then I'll spray it on, casually walk by my girlfriend, and if she pukes, I send it back, and if she makes out with me, I keep that cologne. I had never really bought cologne because you have to buy a whole bottle and it's usually pretty expensive. And then you come home to your girlfriend and she hates it. And then I just have a full bottle of something I don't want anymore. And that's what's great about Scentbird. I've found a way to get cologne without breaking the bank. Whether it's Versace, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Scentbird.com keeps me smelling good month after month. And I actually ordered some Gucci cologne because I have no swag and I'm just trying to act like I do, and I smell like I have swag. I am a fan of Gucci cologne, and my girlfriend likes it too. I like the Gucci cologne because you can definitely tell it's a cologne. Like sometimes I'll spray these colognes and it smells like it's a perfume, and I don't know, you know, gender is a choice, but I don't know. I guess I like how masculine Gucci cologne is. This is getting weird, but it's cool. I'm a big fan of Scentbird. They are a luxury fragrance subscription service, and Scentbird has over more than 450 designer brands for you to choose a cologne or perfume from each month. With Scentbird, you choose the cologne you want to try, and then they'll send you a 30-day supply. And if you're not sure of what type of scent you're looking for, you can sort colognes and perfumes by brand, occasion, season, style, and more. And with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. So go to scentbird.com/dad and use our code DAD for 50% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com/dad for you to try your first cologne or perfume for just $7.50. Sign on, smell amazing. Scentbird. All right, let's get this episode started. This guest we have today is comedian, actor, and podcaster, Matthew P. Brown. He just moved here from Boston, Massachusetts. I first met him back in Beantown. We tell the story about that. But we get to know what it's like to up and move and come follow your dreams in Los Angeles. Hollywood, California, showbiz, baby. So that's we have a fun talk. Matt is a good guy, and like I said earlier, he's got a podcast you guys should check out. I've been on it twice. It's called I'm Working On It with Matthew P. Brown. So check that out. Support Matt on the social media. Let me see what his handle is here. His Instagram handle is Matt P. Brown. Send him a DM. Send him a dick pic. Let him know you heard him on the podcast. I have my monthly stand-up show at the Hollywood Improv, April 3rd. That's Wednesday, April 3rd at 10 p.m., if you want free tickets, I'll hook you up. Email the podcast at imsorrydadpod@gmail.com. And on the next episode, we'll be responding to your emails because you guys have sent some good stuff to us. So I appreciate that. So if you want free tickets for April 3rd in LA, email me at imsorrydadpod@gmail.com. Or if you just want to send us an email in general, send it there. Thank you, guys. And I'll be at the Ice House April 4th, the following night. That's in Pasadena, California. Check out the website. I'm on a show with Johnny Mitchell. Very funny young man. All right, let's get this episode started. Enjoy this wonderful episode with Matthew P. Brown. Welcome to the special beanie edition of I'm Sorry, Dad.
I mean, is it really special? Because they can't see that I'm wearing a beanie.
I know.
So for all they know, we could all be wearing cowboy hats.
They're probably going to feel the beanie vibes. Brandon, if you can't already tell by his voice, is wearing a new hat.
It's a new hat.
And as your friend, you're changing something about yourself, so I got to make fun of you.
You got to address it. It's something that millions upon millions of people wear every day, but because I'm wearing it, it takes up a minute of the podcast.
Yes. Well, it's different, so you're trying to change yourself.
Yeah.
And I want to hold you back from progressing, so.
All right, well, I'll just take it off and go back to the way I was. Who cares about trying new things, huh?
No, just kidding, but isn't it funny that when friends suddenly start wearing hats, people notice?
Yeah, it is really funny, right? It's hilarious. You should do a stand-up bit about that, you fuck!
Well, welcome to the pod, our guest, Matthew P. Brown.
Woo! Oh, wait. Oh, that was a weird segue.
You fuck? Here's Matthew P. Brown.
I was going to say, Matthew, what do you think about Rye's weight?
I think he's done a great job at maintaining.
Brandon, your foot is in the way of Matt's face. Can't see Matt's face. All I see is your foot.
He's using my shoulder as a footrest.
Yeah. Now Matt is sucking Brandon's toes, and it's disgusting. No, Matthew P. Brown, comedian from Boston. I'm sorry that you're in this room of bad vibes.
I feel no bad vibes.
I don't give off bad energy. I only give off positive energy, and I think Matt can attest to that. Fucking say yes.
I can.
All right.
I've known him for so long at this point.
You guys have known each other for 3 minutes?
Yeah. I'd say it's more around 4:30. 4:30?
What does that mean? 4:30? It means 4:30 right now?
No, it means 4 minutes and 30 seconds, you daft fuck.
Daft. Oh, man. That daft. That's a word someone wearing a beanie would say.
I don't even know what that is.
Just means dumb.
Oh.
It just means dumb.
A dumb punk.
Am I daft for not knowing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
You daft fuck.
Well, you are from the Boston area, so
yes. That
means you're narrow-minded, racist,
no.
Mean.
Nope.
Racist.
Nope.
No, but anyways, that was a fun little bit.
Rise all those things in one.
Yeah, but your listeners know that by now.
Oh, yeah, they're accustomed to them.
Yeah, all of our listeners are racist along with us.
Yeah. You know what you're getting on. I'm sorry, Dad. Rye being racist and fat.
Oh, boy. I think that's the beanie talking, dude.
Yeah, it is. It's the new confidence I have in the beanie.
Beanie makes him a meanie.
Hey, that was really, really funny, dude.
Thanks, dude. I'm going to leave.
No, just kidding. All right, Matt P. Brown.
Yep.
AKA Matthew P. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
AKA Matt Brown. Brandon,
just think of 19 ways to say my name.
He is brand new to Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
How are you liking the place, man?
I finally have adjusted. Mm. It's taken like 3 months, but kind of getting a swing of it. I've been in like this weird anxious fog like the entire time.
Mm. Why?
And
meeting actual fog because there's smog everywhere? Yeah. Hey, oh, come on, man. Give me that.
Up
me
top.
Smog.
Yeah.
Just meeting so many new people. Nowhere. I was telling Ryan.
Wait, time out.
What is happening?
Yeah. Construction.
Wait. Moment of silence. Now it doesn't happen.
Okay, now it doesn't happen. Yeah. Sounds like someone's going to jump into the room with us.
We're right next to a construction site.
I'll record an alternate intro. Welcome to this construction episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dad.
Yeah, the people right next to me moved out, and now they're just like literally banging on the wall.
Dude, it's kind of like symbolic because they're constructing something new, and I'm constructing something new with this beanie.
With your image?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Whoa.
And I'm living somewhere new.
Shut the fuck
that's
up, dude.
That's what it all is, dude.
Whoa, man. It's themes.
We should have a new theme to our show where we're just extremely mean to our guests.
I'm getting that vibe, dude.
Like you were just adding to the conversation. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Fuck up, man.
Anyways, I felt like we had to acknowledge that construction. But
we threw off the whole thing.
We did.
Matt, so you're adjusting to, you just got out of a fog.
Yeah. Finally, things feel familiar. There was nothing that did at first, meeting new people, living somewhere new, just going new places. There was nothing that was just like, felt normal. Mm. And it finally is settling in and I feel better.
How long have you been here?
Like 3 months.
Oh, okay.
Two and a half months. Three.
It's been that long. I was thinking like 3 weeks.
Where are you living? What's your address?
LA. It's near like Franklin Village. Oh, I can give that much away.
Nice.
I feel like three more months from now, you'll think, oh, wait, I wasn't settled. Now I am.
Yeah.
And then 2 years, it'll be like, all right, now I live here.
Mm-hmm.
Took me a while to feel like I lived here, Brandon.
Mm.
But you grew up here and haven't done anything with your life or gone anywhere.
Oh, you so.
Trust fund, kid.
Brandon does have a trust fund.
No, I don't. I don't have a trust fund. Jesus Christ. I would love to have a trust fund. That'd be awesome not to do anything.
Yeah.
That'd be great. No, I grew up in Orange County. So kind of, it's like 30 miles away. And it's a different vibe than this place. Much different vibe.
Yeah, it's like easier, more beanier. Beanier.
Do you say beanier?
Yeah, it's a bad joke. Anyways. But yeah, welcome to LA, dude.
Thanks, man.
And you just started a job. Or you're starting tomorrow, pretty much.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. But
the grind. And that's your end goal, right?
So we're working at Starbucks?
To work part-time.
Coffee bean.
The big dream, man. Stand-up, movies, everything. I love it all. And I just, like, always have.
Yeah, you are a stand-up comedian, first and foremost.
Yeah. We have a show tomorrow.
Yep. In a desert town.
Yeah.
Where?
Cathedral City.
Or today, if they're listening, because this comes out on Wednesday, right?
It might come out next week.
Okay. Yeah. So it was a great show. It was awesome.
Yeah, we might, Matt and I might be having a terrible show tomorrow in that, like, it just, it's at a sports bar. It just might be difficult. And there might be some characters there to laugh.
Yeah, but that, at. Starting in Boston, that's like what it was.
Totally.
Did you started there before you came here, right?
Yeah, my first year.
And how did you guys meet? Is it Vine days?
Yeah, I was back in the Vine days.
The VDs?
Yeah, so I asked if I could, he needed a babysitter. And so it worked out. I babysat for him one night, and one thing led to another, and
the rest
now he's wearing a beanie, so I think I failed him somewhere.
Now we're in a loving relationship. we just met on Vine.
Yeah, nice. Vine stuff.
That's all it was. It was pretty sweet.
Whose
pretty
mic
awesome.
Is what?
All right. I mean, honestly, like, just between me and you.
Yeah.
I could do without him.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean. What's up, Ry?
And we're back.
Yeah. No, Ry's been great to me. Really has. Got to be honest.
Oh, yeah, really? Don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Wow. I just came really salty for some reason today. I don't know why. I just want you to know that it's all jokes. And that it's none of this. Dude, I'm your best friend till the end.
That's a laugh.
Oh, boy.
But hold on. God damn it. This podcast is fun, but there's been no structure at all so far.
That's
so
fine.
Matt, you are from Czechoslovakia. Where are you from?
The Czech Republic?
So Massachusetts, like saying Boston's way easier because no one knows anything else. But I'm from Stowe, Mass originally. It's like a super small farm town. There's a farm in the middle of the town, literally, that I grew up in.
Is that right outside Boston? Where is
that?
No,
it's like 45 minutes away.
Well, which direction?
It's towards like west. It's before like Worcester.
Towards
for
Worcester.
Anyone familiar with Boston area.
I'm not familiar. I just laugh because it sounds silly.
Yeah.
Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah, but it's like in between those two, all trees, not much going on.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And then when did you start stand-up? 5 years ago this week.
Yes, exactly.
I knew that.
Stand-up for 5 years?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time.
Yeah, no, but for stand-up?
I know it's like, not a long time for stand-up, it's just a long time in general.
For stand-up, it's the longest I've ever done anything.
Yeah.
Besides, like, sports growing up, but stand-up is like...
Hold up. When did you discover masturbation?
Okay,
Four years ago?
Like the second longest thing that I've ever done.
Thank you for being
consistently.
Honest.
This is the honesty podcast.
5 years ago, I always wanted to do stand-up, and then... my huge motivator,
God.
I heard you might disagree with this.
Oh, Jesus. Buckle up, Brandon.
Is Adam Sandler.
You hate him.
I don't hate Adam Sandler.
Yes, okay, you do.
No, I don't.
We can continue.
Yes, I don't hate Adam Sandler. What do you mean you're a real buckle?
Buckle?
What, did you say buckle before this?
Buckle. I said buckle up.
Oh, you said buckle up. I guess you just got thrown into the haze of confusion. I'm like, wait, what is... Wait, so Adam Sandler told you to come down?
No. But he's like, I saw Happy Gilmore when I was 6 years old.
Okay.
And I loved it. And as years passed, I was like, okay. So his real name is Adam Sandler. I realized other people knew who he was.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, he did comedy. And then he got into Saturday Night Live and then all these movies. Mm. And I was like, that can be a job. That's what I want.
Mm. But Brandon has publicly on this podcast said you hate all of his movies.
I said I hate, his movies. I don't hate him. Why would I hate him?
Well, obviously you don't hate him.
Yeah, oh, I thought you said I hate Adam Sandler. I don't hate Adam Sandler.
You hate his stuff.
Yeah, it's not.
So
I don't
debate.
Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, and Funny People are the only movies, and Punch Drunk Love. Those are the only movies of his that I like. That's it, though.
Well, yeah, I wanted you guys to fucking debate.
No, we're going to leave best
friends. And Big Daddy. I like Big Daddy.
Oh, yeah. Big Daddy was
Big Daddy's great. Good. What did you expect to happen here? Exactly. Did you expect us to start punching each other because he likes Adam Sandler?
No. I thought you were going to be like, oh, I don't like Adam Sandler. And Matt would be like, well, I do. Let's discuss.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that's a pretty high expectation.
Right. And I respect the fact that you're like, if you don't like his work, you can still like him as a person.
He seems like a swell fella.
Right.
Like, he really does. Like, I've seen him in interviews. Like, he seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
It's just I don't like his movies. It's fine.
Right. All right. Jesus Christ.
I mean, anything. I'm just saying.
Got a nude debate.
A nude debate? Yeah, you shouldn't be nude. Hey-o, come on.
Hey, baby. We're going to leave your best friends.
You decide. You were trying to get us to be on each other's throats, but you know what? We're best buds now.
Now we're down each other's throats, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh.
Did I take it too far?
Not far enough, if you ask me. Go deeper, Daddy.
There we go.
Big Daddy. No, I mean, I wasn't genuinely saying buckle up. Or you don't need to sit down for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are. I was just having some fun, Brandon.
Yeah,
I wanted you guys to fucking debate.
Dude, I feel like you're fun. All the fun that you ever have is a microaggression towards me, and I think you should apologize.
It's separating the art from the artist.
Yeah, there you go.
Like we were just talking.
Yeah.
No, I like that you can do that, because I feel like people can't separate. Like if someone, they don't like someone's like rap, they think sure. They're a shitty person.
There are people's art that I really enjoy their art, but they're terrible human beings.
Like terrible.
Roman Polanski.
Oh, yeah.
Roman Polanski, he's not a good guy, but he makes really good movies.
There's plenty. You know, Michael Jackson's back in the news. A lot of people love his music.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like the best guy in the world.
Seems like a pretty awful, awful man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, his music, but then when it gets to be like Kevin Spacey level, where you literally have to watch him. With Michael Jackson, you just hear his voice. Kevin True. Spacey, you have to watch him. So it's like, can you do that? Can you watch him and know that he...
Never thought about that.
He did what he did.
The visual aspect.
Visual. But no, I don't have no problem with Adam Sandler at all. I think he's great.
Last thing I'll say about him before sounds like I'm obsessed with it. I admire what he does with his like personal life. Because I was just saying this earlier. Mm-hmm. He's like one of the most famous actors and comedians to ever live. But you never hear about like his personal life. He's never in any like tabloid or bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's just like, here's my art and then I'm going to go live a life. And that's my goal. Yeah. I want to be able to have the best of both worlds.
Cool. Yeah. You never really do hear about him. Yeah. He just doesn't go out, just hangs out at home.
I think he just wants to make money with his friends and then chill out at home.
Right.
Like, that's what he seems to be doing with his recent movies, is he just makes movies that seem like they're written in a day, and then they're shot in a weekend, and then they are, he puts all of his friends, all of his old buddies in there, and then they all make a buck, and then he goes and does it again. And that, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If somebody gets mad at that without understanding what he's doing, I understand if you're like going in thinking like, oh, this is supposed to be a movie that's supposed to like entertain me. And I actually do think he is trying to entertain.
Yeah.
I just think that he's just like, so like, fuck it. At this point in his life, at this point in his life, not before.
Right.
But I don't know.
Like what is like creating your favorite thing to do?
Yeah.
Right. And like creating stand-up's my favorite thing. So I think when you get to always be able to do your favorite thing,
yeah.
Like I would rather do stand-up and like a podcast and write than go hang out at a bar or like go out with friends.
Yeah.
So I think when you have the opportunity to just always do that, why not?
Yeah.
Make That'd money with your pals.
Right.
I don't have.
And our buddy Jason Nash kind of knows Sandler personally.
Yeah, he's met him.
He's told me that he's, in real life, he's the funniest person in the world.
Yeah.
Well, not in the world, but he said it, in real life, he's hilarious.
I met him once.
Right.
This has turned into like an Adam Sandler obsession.
It's fine.
Now at this point, I did extra work once for Grown Ups 2.
Oh.
And there was like
Oh, Grown Ups 2.
There was like 13 of us on a school bus, and it was Sandler, Chris Rock, Nick Swardson, and then like their kids. And like long story short, we did like so many takes of the same thing, and we were coming up. I was like, I feel like this is the last one. After every take, I would walk by Sandler back onto the bus, like when we'd reset. Mm. And I was like, there's no way I'm not talking to like the guy why I make the decisions I make in my life. If I get thrown off set, whatever, it's worth it. And then we finished up the last take. I was walking by him. I put my hand out and I was like, Sandler. And he put his out.
You should have been like, Sandman.
Yeah, right? Like I knew him. And I was like, I just want to say like, thank you. Or like, I really admire your work. Thank you for what you do.
And you're trembling and tearing up.
Coming in your pants, literally.
I was freaking out. And it's like the only time that's ever happened to me. I was like, oh, I said it. I just want to say you're a huge inspiration to my life. You're why I started acting. I just want to say thank you, whatever. Mm. I went to walk away. And he's like, whoa, 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 buddy, come back. And I was like, oh, okay. So then he starts talking to me. And he's like, what's your name? I was like, my name's Matt. And he's like, all right, how old are you? I was like, I'm 20, 21, whatever I was at the time. Mm. And then I walked away again, just panicking. Mm. And he's like, come back. So then I come back. And he's like, I really appreciate those kind words. I left again out of just, I don't know what was going through my head. I was panicking. And then he finally called me back and he was like, thank you for everything you said. And I just hope you the best in your career. And I was like, he didn't have to do that. Call me back 14 right. times.
Yeah.
All that.
And then did you end it with, by asking for help? I was like, can you help me?
No.
Can you put me in a movie? I have the script here.
Slide it in his pocket.
That'd be funny. A funny story. Not funny for you, but if he said, whoa, whoa, buddy, come back. And he just whispered, like, get the fuck off my bus.
Fuck off my movie set.
You don't have what it takes. Give up.
You don't have what it takes.
No, that's cool. Man. That's a good celeb interaction.
You had your idol.
Yeah.
Your idol.
That was cool.
Who's your idol, Ry?
Jim Carrey.
Mm. Would you have you ever
kind of reminds me of the time I went to the Dumb and Dumber 2 premiere?
Oh, cool!
And I saw him from a distance, so pretty much the same story. He was like, kid, come back. No, I did see Jim Carrey from a distance.
Did you talk to him?
No, he was standing there with his family. It would just would have been, me being like, excuse me, sorry,
yep,
but whatever. Yeah, he's my guy. Who's your guy, Brandon? A director.
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's, I don't know.
I don't know.
Scorsese, I think, maybe. Nice. Probably Scorsese.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's just he seems like such a kind man, like in general, but also like, his movies are like all insanely great. So
it does seem nice. I call him Marty.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Marty Scorsese.
My friend Jeff, he is followed by Scorsese and he does not know why. He does not that's know cool. why. He's like,
Jeff Scotty's friend?
Yeah, Jeff Wittick.
Really?
He told me, he was like, man, just like Scorsese, because he has a Goodfellas poster in his house. And I was like, oh, Goodfellas. He's like, for some reason, Scorsese follows me on Instagram. I'm like, did you meet him once? And he was like, no. And then he was like, oh, okay. So, and that was it.
Wow.
So he just follows him.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
Can you imagine?
I wonder if it's Scorsese's assistant, who's like a 23-year-old girl. And she's like, oh, he's cute.
Maybe.
Tell him that. Make him feel bad.
Make him feel bad about something that's cool.
Scorsese reminded me of, you know, a lot of his movies are violent with shootings. And it reminded me that you told me part of your move to L.A., you've been having nightmares every night.
Yeah, well, for like the last 2 weeks, I've had a nightmare every single night.
About what?
I'm just getting shot at by people and having to protect friends and family.
So you moved out of the state? You moved out of your state?
Wait.
No. You said the reason why he moved.
No. Just something that's been happening.
A lot of gang violence.
Oh. My dreams were violent, so I moved out of state. I thought that's what it was.
No.
I was like, what?
That's awesome. That'd be way more exciting.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty irrational.
No, I've just been having nightmares for like the last 2 weeks every night. I don't know what it means.
And it's a different dream, but in it, you're like, protecting people and getting shot at.
Yeah, every time, different places, but it's always friends and family. So I don't know.
Well, like, maybe it's this.
Yeah, go for it.
Maybe it's because you're out here chasing your dream. And when you're chasing your dream, you get pushed down a lot. You get told, nope, no, you get a lot of no's. And those are the bullets, symbolically. Okay. Hold on, stay with me.
I am.
And so you are taking the bullets for your family because eventually maybe it'll blossom into this big like career, and then you'll save your family from whatever they're going through financially, possibly.
That's beautiful.
Hmm.
That makes a lot of sense.
Here's my interpretation. The bullets are life. And let's see. You feel like maybe you're doing something wrong, so people are attacking you. Are you what are you doing wrong, Matthew P. Brown?
I don't think anything. I'm just trying to live this dream.
I think that is what anxiety dream. Like, I have anxiety dreams where I'm in trouble or like running from the law. I think it's because I'm like, I think I'm doing something wrong or something. But guess what, guys? I happen to use a special tool called Google. And I Googled what?
Well, I like the way you said Google.
Google. Called Google. So according to my first search in Google, I typed in dream meanings, getting shot. Ready, Matt? Buckle up.
Ready.
This is what's going to happen to you.
So if you dream of being shot with a gun or of shooting a stranger, it can easily mean that you are trying to get rid of some aspect of yourself or that you do not like or accept some element of your persona.
Hmm.
You hate yourself?
Is it your racism?
You're trying to kill your racism.
Or your rapism.
Man. Good.
There's no way
God.
To answer that.
Good fucking God.
So it's because you're racist. I'm just kidding. But does that strike a bell with you? Maybe it's because you're in a new city, developing a new you. So maybe.
Right. I think. I don't know. Because I've. Do we. I know you do. Like, do you have anxiety and stuff
yeah.
too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I've had that my whole life and different levels of it and stuff. But these dreams don't feel like anxiety. Or stress. Mm-hmm. It's. I think it definitely does have something to do with moving out here and like going for a big thing. But,
Yeah, I think Brandon's interpretation sounds cool. Sounds right.
Yeah,
but I also think that dreams don't really mean anything.
Yeah,
I think it's your brain just giving you a lot of like abstract images. Because it, I think it literally is your brain unloading, just a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, I thought it was. I mean, nobody, does anybody understand what dreams are anymore or no?
There's definitely some people that like live by the dreams they have.
Yeah.
You know?
Live by the dream, die by the dream.
Different from the dreams. What's
the weirdest dream you've ever had, Rye? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, man.
That's fine.
I had a crazy dream where I went to this other dimension. It was like vivid dream I had in college. And I was super into lucid dreaming. So I was lucid for a little while. Bouncing back from trees. I was flying, but like I had to bounce off of trees.
Nice.
And then you fucked a bear.
I fucked a bear. No, I met a girl and like we fell in love. Just, you know, you just had the, I was like, hey, I'm in love. Wow, cool. And nice. Then I woke up and realized that I was really, really sad. No, I'm just kidding. But it's a dream where I went to another dimension, fell in love, bounced around.
Bounced around.
That's cool.
It was cool.
To bounce around.
And the town had a name. Oh, Agora, which is just like prefix, meaning like marketplace, or like in Greek word, it's marketplace.
Interesting.
Agora.
I was hoping that I made that word up and like I was going to Google it and be like, and it's going to be like, this all makes sense.
Yeah.
Create a script about Agora.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Agoraphobia.
Isn't that
fear of like public places?
Yeah, leaving your house.
Yeah. Mm.
But that proves kind of like what you were saying, because if you didn't even know if that was a word, it is your subconscious saying it.
Just dumping out information that your brain's picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the craziest dream you've ever had, Brandon?
I had a dream where this is when I was a kid and I was as a lucid dream and it was like Freddy Krueger, Michael Myers, Chucky, all those villains. They were all about to kill me in a cul-de-sac. And I was like, oh, wait, I'm in a fucking dream right now. So I just started to kill them all one by one like powers that I got. Because I was like, oh, I just want these powers now. And then I got the powers and I started to kill each and every one of them.
It's awesome.
And then I woke up and I remembered that I'm a weak, frail man that has no real power in his life.
When was? Oh, you were a kid.
I was a child, yeah. Well, I was a weak, frail child that had no power in his life. It's a great realization to have.
It is. That was fun.
And that's the end of the dream segment.
Yeah.
In that, yeah.
We always have this thing called the dream segment. I'm sorry, Dad, where we talk about our craziest dreams.
Pardon the interruption, but this episode is also brought to you by Audible. And I have a question for you. What would it look like if we all listened more? Listening to audiobooks inspires us, motivates us, even brings us closer, and there's no better place to listen than Audible. Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet, and now Audible members get more than ever before. Each month they get three titles of their choice, one audiobook, two Audible originals, and fitness programs that they can't get anywhere else. There's never been a better time to experience Audible. And I am an Audible user. I downloaded a book from Audible when I was in Mammoth Mountain. Sitting around in the RV, I got, what was it? It's called A Polaroid Man in a Snapchat World by comedian David Spade. And I'll tell you what, helped kill the time when I was snowed in and got me motivated to kill it in comedy because David Spade is awesome. And I love audiobooks. I'm not a good reader, but I retain most information by pacing around a room and listening to things. That's why I like podcasts. Listeners of this podcast, that's you, can try Audible for free for 30 days by going to audible.com/sorrydad or by texting sorrydad to 500-500. Once again, that's 30 days for free if you go to audible.com/sorrydad or by texting sorrydad to 500-500. That's audible.com/sorrydad. Or texting sorry dad to 500-500. All right, let's get back to the show. Thank you very much.
So, Matthew P. Brown.
Yep.
Do you have any like goals for your first year in LA?
Specific first year.
I just want to improve everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
My comedy, my podcast, my like
your podcast.
Day-to-day life. Just going to the gym, just everything. Just
how did you guys meet?
Boston comedy scene with Brent Morin and Jason Collings.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing guest spots with Brent Morin and Jason Collings and Matt in Boston. Mm. And Matt was just always at or just in the scene. So I met him. Mm-hmm. You did some guest spots too.
Yeah. It was, you were there. That was how many years ago was that? That'd be like 4 years ago.
Probably three, I think.
Or so.
Two or three.
Something.
Four or five.
This is 84. And yeah, you were on the shows with them. When I finally did you have a thing that made you finally just start creating films or like?
Well, I just watched a lot of them.
Okay.
That was really it.
That was, okay. Like I was so scared to start stand up and I wanted to do it forever and I have a bucket list and everything on that I have to do, and one of them was to do stand-up.
You have one currently?
Yeah, like I literally have a bucket list. And I try to go by it, and I write down goals that seem ridiculous, and some of them happen, and hopefully the rest will. But doing stand-up by the time I was 21 was on that, and I was 21. I saw Chris D'Elia do stand-up on my 21st birthday. And
I was at that show in Boston, the Undateable Tour.
That was a few months later.
Oh, okay.
So they were at Comics at when it was at Foxwoods before it went to Mohegan. It was like East Coast casinos. And I saw them and I was like, this is different. It was guys that were like young like me and telling stories and kind of interacting like I would with my friends. And I was like, I've never seen that on stage before.
Yeah.
You know, like Eddie Murphy, of course, did stuff similar to that. And like Dane Cook. But this was just more relatable. And I kept in touch with Brent. Then they came on the Undateable Tour. And I saw them. And Brent was just like, I made a video, a Vine, actually.
Oh.
Of all things. And he was like, you know, that video was funny, or you're funnier than you think you are. You just have to go do stand-up. And that just clicked in my head, and I signed up a week later, and I've been doing it ever since.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Brent Morin. God bless.
God bless.
And when did you start? When you were 21?
21. And then...
How old are you now?
26.
Okay.
I turned 27 next month.
27. Mm. All right.
Yep.
27 Club, man. Do some heroin.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. Dive. We have to pretend that never happened. Yeah, I can't ruin our friendship.
Yeah, we can't. We can't.
Dive.
Fuck, just edit that part out, man.
Yeah.
We didn't reach each other's hands. Don't cut out the heroin part, obviously, but cut out the not getting the handshake right. The hands.
I went for a low, he went for a high, and then we just passed right by each other.
How embarrassing.
It's because you took your beanie off, probably.
It's probably it.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
But, yeah, that's how I found, and that's how we met. So,
yeah.
That was a total tangent. Sorry.
Well, so how long have you guys known each other? What's it been like? 2 years?
4 years?
Oh, 4 years.
Three or four. Whenever we...
So whenever. The undateable thing happened shortly after, and then you came to Boston with them, however many years after.
Yep.
And then we met. We were sitting at like a bar or something. Talked to Ryan. I was like, I'm going to know that guy forever. He's a good dude.
I'm going to know that guy forever.
You ever have that feeling when you meet someone? Like us, man.
Yeah.
We're just hitting it off, dude.
And we're just going to know each other forever.
We are. We teamed up on Rye a little bit at the beginning.
Yeah, fuck you, Rye.
I tried to...
Missed a high five.
I tried to have a, entertaining debate about Adam Sandler. Then you guys both attacked me.
Yeah. Backfired on you pretty quick.
Yeah. You're both racist.
That's not true. I'm Hispanic. I can't be racist.
That's true. If you're not white, it's impossible to be racist.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Well, that's cool. That's cool, man. Who are your favorite stand-ups?
The previous mentioned, who I won't bring up again.
Have you seen Sandler's new special, Brandon?
No.
It's good.
But I really like, I don't know. I'm sure you're the same with stand-up. You're the same with, like, film. You just like so many different people's work, you know? That's how I feel. Like,
I'd be able to tell you a top five, though, of directors.
Yeah. Like, what are they? I could give a top five.
Scorsese, Tarantino, who was the other person? Paul Thomas Anderson.
You like Woody Allen, although he's...
I don't love Woody Allen. I like two of his movies. Oh. Listen, that's really it. So those three, and then... Oh, I guess I can't give you a top five. Fuck. Mainly those three, and one other person.
Jason Nash.
And who's the guy that made, is it Alfonso Cuarón? I think it might be him. Anyways, it doesn't matter. But let's say top three. I can give you a top three.
Okay.
Tarantino, Scorsese, and then Paul Thomas Anderson.
Like straight up stand up, like not comedic actor.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like, it would have to be like Sandler, Rock, Chappelle.
Oh, Chappelle.
I really like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Her stand-up?
Yeah. She has. I saw some of her stuff from like years ago on HBO.
She used to be a killer.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Did you see her new special?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
I thought it was great.
It was good?
Mm-hmm. And I like D'Elia, what he's doing now too, because it's just, I like when people just stay silly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I love how Chappelle is like getting
philosophical.
Yeah.
Daft. You're daft.
Yeah. And I love that, but I like when people just get on stage too and are just like, you know? That's fun. That's probably them.
My top five comedians right now.
Oh, I didn't ask you, Ryan. I was just wondering what Matt's was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I want to know.
Oh, thanks, man.
I want to know because I'm in his top five.
Oh.
Oh, no, never mind.
I'm going to go... 20? Bill Burr.
Did you just come?
I can't believe I forgot to say him.
Ooh, this is hard.
It is.
Now I'm just going to cause dead air. Bill Burr. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so we have two of the same.
Two Bill Burrs twice.
I want to say Jim Carrey, but...
He's not he is. He did it like once.
Yeah, he used to do it. It used to be his main thing. I can't decide. I cannot tell you right now.
Yeah, I got to put Bill Burr in mine, too.
People usually just ask me who my favorite is, and I say, right now, Bill Burr.
Yeah. It changes. I agree with that.
It's like seasons.
Yeah.
It's like it changes.
Dude.
See, I'm like Dave Chappelle with the philosophical shit, you know what I mean, man? Like, really deep stuff.
That was fucking deep, dude.
Yeah.
Here, guys. Sometimes on the show, Matt, if I can't think of, like, awesome questions... I'll Google interesting questions. But I found some that are actually interesting, and people have said that they like when we do this.
Yeah. Mm. Have you found love?
Oh, wait. You moved here with a long-term girlfriend.
Yeah.
So well, hell
yeah, man. That's not going to last in L.A. I'm kidding.
You know,
it's a joke.
We were getting along so well, dude. Yeah, we've been together for next month will be 7 years.
Jesus Christ.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Since...
And I'm 20? Only 26.
I was about to say since 19 then.
It was like a couple weeks before I turned 20 we met.
Man, thank God for the road. And thank God it's okay to cheat on the road too. Am I right, Matt?
Don't listen to him, Matt.
I won't.
He's a rotten, corrupt man.
Yeah, I could never literally ever do that.
Corrupt.
But yeah, she's the best, man. She is. And super supportive.
How was the move with a lady? I've done
Seamless.
It before. Yeah.
No, it was great. We traveled across the country to get here, which was a bucket lister.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, we just drove across. It was amazing. Saw the Grand Canyon. Did like random stuff, like stopped at like a brewery in the middle of New Mexico where there's like nothing else in the world going on.
How
went
was
to
that?
Nashville.
How was that? Did you get a tour or
It was awesome. So we pulled up to it, and it looked like this old beat-up garage. Like, the outside of it was, like, this aluminum-looking building. And we were like, we should not be here. Mm. And I walked up to the door and looked in. I was like, now we have to go in. And opened the door. It was beautiful on the inside. And there was a girl bartending, a dude sitting at the bar. And we just sat down, all started talking. And we were talking about life, and then the Joe Rogan podcast came up. And it was interesting because this one dude was from Albuquerque, lived there forever. This other girl was from another part of the country, moved to Albuquerque young. She was like in college and then dropped out, wants to do something with her life. This dude had like a desk job, was like, screw that. I want to like have a barber shop. Started his own thing. We were talking about moving across the country, following our dreams, whatever. And it was like, no matter where you're from or what you're doing, you're just trying to figure it out.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And it was really cool to have like that moment in that conversation with those people.
Yeah, right. Two random people.
Yeah, in the middle of New Mexico.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yep, everyone's just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed in Mammoth is a small town with extreme weather conditions, and everyone was super nice. And people like helped me with take off my snow chains.
Awesome. Yeah.
I was on the side of the highway trying to take them off, thinking like, uh-oh, is this about to get stuck on the tire and I'm fucked? Then some dude came out from a business, he got on the ground, took them off for me.
Wow.
And I was like, shit, I don't have, in my head, I was like, I don't have any money to tip him with.
Yeah, he doesn't want your tip, Rye. He just wants you to be okay.
Yeah.
And also your tip of your dick.
Yeah, dude. Penis and sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love penis.
I did. He did ask to suck my dick. So yeah. I guess that was.
He asked to suck your. So I'm going to fix your tire and then I want to suck your dick.
Yeah.
What a nice guy.
Can't blame a man for trying, dude.
Yeah.
Man.
And I counted it as roadhead. But it was cool. Small town in extreme conditions. People help each other.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but in LA,
no one gives a fuck.
And no one's at risk of like dying. So everyone's like beeping and honking and getting mad at me for parking the RV on the street. I got yelled at.
Really?
2 days ago by a neighbor. I parked a giant RV on my street and an old woman in the neighborhood confronted me. She was like yelling at me. It's like, you can't park this here. And I was like, well, yes, I can. And she cooled off, yada, yada, yada. Mm. She was wrong. But again, that's my story of bringing the RV from Mammoth, where people help me with it and support me.
Yeah.
Bring it back to LA and I get yelled at.
Dude, oof. I hear like people screaming all the time in this alleyway that I live next to.
Really?
I just go, someone else will take care of it. Yeah. Do it all the time.
Yeah, I hear people shouting for help a lot. I just think, they'll figure it out. Someone will call the police.
Yeah, it's true.
Well,
but no one ever does.
Yeah, then people die.
Just die.
Well, we're almost done. But let me ask one of these interesting questions.
Ask Matthew an interesting fucking question.
And you too, dude.
Well, I don't know. I'm not.
Dude, let's open this book up.
Yeah.
Pandora's box.
Here's a fun one. If you had a theme song, what would it be?
It would be a boo boop ba 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 bee bee boop 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 bow. That's what it would be.
Dude, you just lost all anything that we had going on. You know that whole, like, we're going to be lifelong friends?
Oh,
it's
no.
not happening anymore.
Wait, wait, let me rewind that.
The look of disgust on Brandon's face as he did that.
Let me rewind.
Sorry. Oh, boy.
It wouldn't be that. That was just the most ridiculous thing.
You, you did that like you were waiting for that question. You were like, oh, I got a great answer. I got a great theme song.
A boop, 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 boop.
I don't know. That's a good question, man.
Mine would probably be the theme song from Inception, just because my life is so fucking epic, dude.
And interesting.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah.
And a dream. It's a dream.
It's a dream.
Within a dream. What would yours be, Brendan?
Probably like a song by Slipknot or Smash Mouth.
Oh. Yeah.
probably Slipknot. Probably Pulse of the Maggots. You know what I mean?
Never heard it. Is it good?
We are the Pulse of the Maggots. Never heard it?
No.
It's great. It's great stuff.
You got to do that at karaoke one night, dude.
We are the Pulse of the Maggots. He All screams right. real loud.
Well, I guess that question didn't provoke any thought from
yeah,
you
it's
idiots.
Bullshit.
I'll try to answer it. I would want something cool like an Eminem song, you know, like to like collapse, like something super motivating. But I feel like I'm more of like my actual life is more like The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
How does that go?
It's the climb that I can almost see it.
Right. That song. I'd probably know it, but I think I'm going to change my theme song to. Yeah, Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Nice.
Badass, man.
Dude, I know what I want my theme song to be.
What is it?
I want it to be the Johnny Cash song, the I've Been Everywhere.
I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah.
I've been everywhere.
When I die, I want to be able to say that. Like, I've been to boom, 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 all those places.
Oh, God, we hate you, dude. Just kidding. I wanted to ask you more about your bucket list. What else is on your bucket list?
Just different things from like personal goals to career goals.
And anything then, weird and random? Anything that you've crossed off that you've lost interest? Because when I was a kid, my life goal was to go skydiving.
Oh, yeah?
You ever do it?
No, I don't care to anymore.
Oh, I see what you mean. Be like, no, not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
No, that would probably be like meeting certain people. If they die, I would have to be like, well, that won't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
But not, and also my life goal was to dunk a basketball regulation height.
Nice.
I had to give up on that one.
Why?
Some 5'5" and 300 pounds.
Yeah, oh boy.
Oh man. Well,
I don't know.
Let's way to end on a fucking downer note, ass.
Let's end on an upper note, dude. All
right, cool. I got some pills here.
I've been a guest on your podcast.
Yeah.
It is called...
I'm Working On It.
Yeah.
So...
I just got to text our producer
real
quick.
It's called I'm Working On It?
Yeah. So it basically came from... I didn't go to college.
Mm.
And throughout my whole life, people would always be like, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? And I always knew it was something entertainment-based. When I was super young, it was probably like, be a baseball player.
Yeah.
Same. But yeah, that's was the dream. But I always knew it was entertainment, stand-up, movies. And it got to the point when I like realized I'm not going to college. I'm not doing that.
Mm.
I had a conversation with my parents, and I spoke to my mom one night, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to school.
Yeah.
So then whenever anybody would ask what I'm doing, I've learned that, like, you guys, I'm sure, will relate to this. When you have, like, big dreams outside of the norm of, like, 9-to-5 job where it's like the ABC of life, you go to school, you get a job, you get a house, you die or whatever.
Yeah.
Some people love that. I just can't do that. Mm. It's not me. So people would be like, found I wasn't going to college, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I was just like, I'm working on it. Like, whatever right. it is, I'm going to do this. Because I would be like, oh, I want to do film. I want to do all that. And people look at you like you're a psycho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But over time, I feel like people that do that are the people that never listened to that thing in them that was like, go be an artist, go be like, go create your own business. And then when you say your big ideas and that you want to follow them, I feel like they're like taken back.
Yeah.
So I would just be like, I'm working on it.
It's a very Boston thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, you want to do something creative?
Yeah.
No, just get a job. Be an accountant, idiot.
Get a job, make money, fuck you.
Were your parents okay with you not going to college?
Yeah.
Nice.
My mom was just like, you just need a plan. Whatever you do, it's fine. You just need a plan. And I'm not the kind of person just like sit around.
Yeah.
You know, and I care about this like dream more than anything in the world. I love it. Everything about it. When it's like super hard and then like the good moments. So I was just like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
Sweet. And you're doing it. You made the move from Boston to LA, which is rare.
With the lady.
With the lady.
It happened.
That's
in love.
Okay.
So what'd you say?
Rub it in everybody's faces.
You're saying in love.
You're in love.
That's your theme song.
Okay.
In love.
Did I win you back?
I'm like halfway there.
Okay.
Are you okay today?
No.
No.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Why? Why do you ask?
You look a little tired. Are you high?
No. Are you asking because my right eye is red?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know why it's red and it's freaking me out. Because I'm not high and it's red for 2 days. So I don't know.
Did you rub feces in it? Did you rub your own feces in your eye again?
Yeah, but I do that every week and I haven't seen any changes.
You got to wipe your butt with toilet paper.
Say it again.
Toilet paper.
God, dude, right. You know, sometimes you just too much. Sometimes you bring up poop, and I don't want to hear poop because.
Hey, Matt, when you went to the bathroom in Starbucks today, you said I got to pee?
Yeah.
And I almost said Matthew P. Brown?
You
ever get bullied with that?
Every so often.
Just like, what are you, P. Brown?
Yeah, and then I just.
That's shit.
Ignore it. I remember when I was super like 6 years old, super little.
Yeah. When you were super that. 6 years old.
Yeah, when I was super. It's like a superhero.
Super 6 years old.
When I was like 6 years old, I remember people like a person said that one day we were playing. You ever play 007?
Oh yeah.
For Nintendo 64, GoldenEye.
Yeah.
And we were playing that, and I won, and the dude was like, P. Brown, and it just, like, broke me. And then from then on out, I was like, oh, I don't care.
It broke me.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like you're all right. Batman in the caves.
Well, dude, where can people find you?
Instagram, Matt P. Brown. That's a big one. And then the podcast, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Just listen. It's a lot of talk like this about life and goals, anxiety, all that. Stuff
and I've been on it twice.
Yeah.
So check out those episodes.
Definitely.
And don't listen to anyone.
Support
else.
It. Listen and tell your friends and enjoy it. So then I get advertisement and we turn this thing into just an amazing place to be.
He's working on it.
He's working on it.
All right. Well, dude, thank you.
Thank you.
I hope. Did you have fun?
I did. Yeah.
Well, I had
could
fun.
Do this forever.
I had fun. This was kind of a disorganized episode, but hey, that's what we do here.
That's what we're known for.
Nice. All right, dude. I will see you tomorrow at the show.
Sounds good.
At the terrible show.
That Brian, went well.
Yes, the show was amazing. Thank you, Cathedral City, California, for selling it out. Love you guys. I'm sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, fuck.
What?
Ross Miller and Steve Marshallek, I love you.
Oh, Ross Miller, Steve Marshallek, I love you as well.
Say it again. I mean, say it.
Ross Matt. Miller. Oh, no, my bad.
Rob Miller, Steve Marshallek.
Good enough.
I'm sorry, Dad. Say it.
God. Steve Marshallek, Ross Miller, I'm sorry, and I love you. All right, I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Boom. All right, that's the episode for this week. Big thanks to Matthew P. Brown for being on the pod. Go check him out. Show him some love. Send Brandon a text. Say I love you. Send me a DM, say I love you. Just make us feel good. Rate and review the pod. That helps too. And tell a friend. Cool. I want to thank Robinhood for sponsoring this episode. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits. Plus, there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike.
View easy to understand charts and market data and place a trade in just four taps of your smartphone. You can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. Discover new stocks, trade your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of I'm Sorry Dad a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at sorrydad.robinhood.com. That's sorrydad.robinhood.com. All right, people. We love you, and we'll see you next week.